Good evening, Grand Prairie, Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, or wherever you're joining us from. I am Brooke Skelly, the host of Fresh Angle, and we are so glad you decided to spend the next few minutes with us. And we do believe you will be happy you did. Fresh Angle is an all-new program designed to help you see God, yourself, and others through different eyes. How do thriving relationships sound? Guilt and shame gone. Hope and peace, meaning and purpose, and a joy that can withstand whatever life throws at you can be your normal. We often fail to realize these things all have a common source, a clear understanding of who God is, of how He feels about us, and how knowing the truth changes everything. Wherever you find yourself right now, get tuned in as Pastor Dan brings us a fresh angle on God, life, love, and the matters that matter most.
We are glad you're back. You know, ironically, someone, a good friend of mine who actually helps create this program, said, you know, you should inject some humor. And that may come, but it won't come tonight. In fact, if tonight's talk had a name, it'd be called Promises and Pressure. Abraham and Sarah. It's a crazy story. And it's crazy not because it needed to be. It's crazy because Abraham and Sarah both took promises and turned them into pressure. We've already said that Sarah is the first woman mentioned by name since Adam and Eve, and God has reinserted women into the story because He is about to identify and launch the family who will bring us Jesus. Jesus is all about equality. He is about exposing the reality that men and women together create the image of God, that we are both created in His image. Abraham does not realize that. Abraham's been born and raised in a patriarchal society. And so in chapter 15, when Abraham has been waiting for 10 years since he left home to get this promised son, he is growing frustrated. Now, I don't judge him for that. 10 years is a long time to wait, especially when you were 75 when you started waiting. So he comes to God in chapter 15 frustrated and he says, listen, God, you have not given me a son. And because you haven't done that, I have a plan. I'm going to adopt. And God says, no. This one shall not be your heir, not this person you're going to adopt, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. From his own body? When was the last time you saw a baby be born from a man's body? And what does God mean when he says your? Well, if you remember, when we looked at the heart of the Ten Commandments, God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In it, you shall do no work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, etc. The you there is husband and wife, mother and father. It's you singular. The two shall become one flesh. So when God says to Abraham, from your body, he's saying, you and Sarah are one. This baby will come from you. Abraham doesn't quite have this clear, neither does Sarah. And it's that lack of understanding of God, lack of knowing what He's about, lack of getting the full picture of who He is, that is a huge contributing factor into the misunderstandings and the mistakes that we make, even when we're trying to do right by Him. So more time passes. Abraham says, okay, God, I believe you. But month by month goes by, and every time Sarah has to tell Abraham again, not this time. And as the time passes, the pressure is increasing. Remember I said if we were to name this anything, we'd call it promises and pressure. God came from the beginning and initiated this. He came to Abraham and Sarah and said, listen, go to the land of Canaan. You will become the father of a great nation. So they had the promise, but the promise has turned over time into pressure because they're not watching God and His promise. They're watching the clock and their infertility, and they're watching time run out, and they're watching Sarah get closer and closer to menopause, and the pressure is mounting and mounting. When we feel pressure, we start to look for a way to relieve the pressure. We don't want to be under pressure. Sarah feels the pressure as much and probably more than Abraham, feeling the responsibility of, I'm the one who's supposed to bear this child. I'm the one who can't get pregnant. I'm the one who's failing. And the pressure mounts. And in the back of her mind, she has always known there is a solution. In fact, the solution was hinted at when Abram and Sarah went to Egypt, and Abraham felt he had to lie to save his own skin because he knew Pharaoh, because she was beautiful, would want to add her to his harem. multiple wives was a culturally accepted and normal thing. So in the back of Sarah's mind, even though she knows that that's not Yahweh's ideal, that that's not God's way of doing things, she knows in the back of her mind that it's acceptable and it's normal and it's a solution. It's not a solution she wants. If it was a solution she was comfortable with, she would have suggested it years ago. But as the pressure has mounted and increased, and she's feeling it like a weight that's pushing her down, she comes to Abraham and she says, "The Lord is restraining me from having a son. Take my servant Hagar." The Lord is restraining her? Isn't he the one who promised? Isn't he the one who came back when Abraham started to weaken and waffle under pressure and say, "Abraham, this child will come from your body, you and Sarah, it will come from you." Sarah, like us today, like insurance companies, we blame God when things go wrong. But the truth is, if we would focus on what he said, the pressure would be relieved. But we don't. We focus on what's going wrong. We focus on what's not happening. We focus on how we think things ought to be. We put God on a timeline that he never gave us, and the pressure increases. And she comes to Abraham, and I am convinced, I said it before in this program, that when she suggested this to Abram, she was hoping and praying that he would say, "Honey, no, 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 no. God told us it will come. We will wait." But Abraham doesn't even attempt to dissuade her, to discourage her, to talk it through, to say it's not a good idea. He immediately jumps on it because in the back of his mind, all these years, he too knew there was a solution. And when I say solution, I'm putting my fingers up and double quoting it. The solutions that we come up with under pressure are rarely a solution that's worthy of the word solution. What they did was look at the world around them and say, "Everybody else is doing it. It seems to work for them. Maybe it could work for us." But for all those years, they both knew in their hearts and in their heads, it's not God's way. And so Abraham never dared even suggest it. But the moment Sarah suggested it, he jumped on it full force with both feet. They took another woman, they brought her into the sacred union of one man and one woman, and disaster followed. Her name was Hagar. She was an Egyptian slave. When you became a slave, you might have become a slave because of indebtedness. You might have been sold as a slave to pay a debt your parents incurred. You might have been taken as a slave in war. Whatever the case was, Hagar was Sarah's servant. Sarah literally owned her. So when Sarah said, "Hagar is yours now," Hagar had no say in the matter. So we're transitioning now from there hasn't been a woman by name since Eve, and now we have two women in the same story. And Hagar gets brought into the story because Abraham and Sarah have turned the promises of God into pressure.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't want to think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words: God, and I am not so.
And I want to explore this idea. Next week, we'll get into Hagar's story and we'll look at the story from her perspective. It is absolutely incredible what her story teaches us about God. But before we get there, we need to wrap up this idea of pressure and promises. I cannot emphasize this enough. We as humanity have been given incredible promises by God. Promises to restore us. Promises to rescue us. Promises to come and get us and to take us home to be with Him if we choose to believe in Him. Promises of all kinds. And most of those promises, even well-meaning people have taken and twisted them into pressure. So instead of God being the one who restores us, we take that idea of restoration, flip it around and say, I need to be perfect or God can't save me. When God is saying, I'm the potter, you're the clay, I will restore you, I will make you beautiful. Pressure is something to run from. Abraham tried to run from pressure by lying, by adopting. Sarah is trying to run from the pressure of not being able to have a child by giving another woman to her own husband. Somehow in their minds, what God said got messed around into being pressure, like God was up there waiting and expecting them to solve their childless problem. When they already had the problem before God stepped in, and He stepped in to say, I'm going to solve the problem. He didn't say when, He didn't say how, but He did say, you, Abraham and Sarah, you will have a child from your own body.
So happy you stayed, aren't you? Join us next week as Pastor Dan brings us another fresh angle. While you're waiting, be sure to stop by our website, send us an email, or find us on Facebook. Our web address is www.freshangle.ca, and you can find all the other ways to reach us there. If your experience with religion so far has been more about fear than faith, more shame than humble confidence, more guilt than joy, or more confusion than clarity, you have come to the right place. Again, that's www.freshangle.ca. See you again next week.